Welcome to the podcast, Sis, I See You Too, a podcast exploring topics black women seldom talk about publicly. You'll hear it all here on Sis, I See You Too. Here are your hosts, Cookie and Sparkle.
Welcome to Sis, I See You Too. This is a podcast that Sparkle and I created, and we are back after a little hiatus. What's been going on with you, Sparkle?
I moved into my house. I'm in there. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it has been a journey, and we're going to do a podcast on your house buying journey because it was 2 years, 3 years.
2 years. 2 years in the making, and I learned a lot. I have some legal advice, not advice. We don't give advice. I have some legal suggestions, and just like we're going to talk about it. We're not going to spill the tea. We're going to allow you to sip the tea.
I like it. But today we have a special guest here with us. We have Dr. Pamela Brown Grinion, and she is a graduate of the doctoral program at St. John Fisher's College, and she has her doctorate in executive leadership. So welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Well, we're excited about this because your doctorate is in executive leadership, but you wrote your dissertation on etiquette. And I want to know, how do those two merge?
Well, the way that they merge, well, first let me tell you the title of my dissertation. The dissertation title is, How Does Participating in Etiquette-Focused Social Skills Programs Impact the Lives of Successful Adult Black Females? So the way that they tie in is etiquette is kind of falls under the auspices of leadership because you need etiquette, or you should have some semblance of etiquette if you're going to be an effective leader.
Now, I would have never thought that. I know that there is workplace behavior, proper workplace behavior, but we don't really consider it etiquette, right? Etiquette is usually how you walk, talk, sit, stand, right. Eat, that type of thing. So I just want to go back to the workplace, right, and how it works with the leadership. So can you give us some information on that or some more details?
Sure. Well, etiquette actually falls under the auspices of social skills. Social skills are skills needed to be effective in the workplace. Certain power skills, like how do you make decisions? How do you impact the culture of the organization? How do you lead and manage and supervise your staff? All of those things, you need to have some type of, not necessarily, people may not use the word etiquette. Sometimes power skills are used, but they all fall under the social skills umbrella, which when you funnel it down, the foundational principles of it is just being civil and courteous, which is etiquette.
So you're in a staff meeting, and how would you use this skill? Let's say if two employees are starting to move from, you know, a discussion about a situation to now it becoming more heated. How do you take that social skill of etiquette and use your power as the leader to break that down?
So that could be considered conflict resolution.
Okay.
And using conflict resolution effectively so that you can disband the conversation that is not productive to the meeting. It could be teaching people effective or elevated listening skills, which means that you get a turn and I listen, and I get a turn and you listen. So if you know the different nuances of communication, again, a skill of etiquette, respecting the conversation of dialogue, then that's how it would connect in a meeting if you were having employees have conversations that are unfavorable in the meeting.
Okay. So how did you decide that this was going to be your dissertation, and what was the research like?
So the way I decided that this was going to be my research is I wanted to do something that I was absolutely passionate about. I wanted to do something where I had some foundational knowledge and something that I knew I would enjoy researching. And so when I was trying to come up with a topic, it was very easy. It was a no-brainer. I knew I wanted to research etiquette. I've been an etiquette facilitator for almost 30 years in this community, with some breaks here and there, but almost 30 years. And so it's something that I love, and I think that it's something that we all need in order to improve our society.
So before we were getting started, I heard you and Sparkle talk, and she was in one of your classes.
Yes.
When you were, what was it about, Sparkle?
I was in a program called Sisters Together Achieving Results, and we attended one of your etiquette classes where we learned how to walk properly, how to sit up properly. I know somebody is listening, they're like, she's always slouching. I am, leave me be. And how to dine properly as well.
And yes. What was the value for you that came out of that? What did it teach you about yourself or certain expectations?
For me, it was the walking part of it. Like, we were walking as if we were in a fashion show. And it was really odd how easily it came to me. I think you were like, oh, you're a natural at this. I'm like, really? Really? So, like, it was like a little confidence boost. And the dining portion was actually a lot more important than I thought it would be in life. There are a lot of times where I'm sitting at tables and I'm like, I know what to do, which fork to pick up, to let the waiter or waitress put the napkin in my lap, allow them to assist me. Like, that's etiquette that most people aren't aware of. Simple things as, like, when you're finished with your meal, you don't hand your plate or your bowl to your server. It's improper. You're supposed to allow them to pick it up. I know we think we're helping, but it's actually improper etiquette.
Right, right.
So, Dr. Pamela, how did you get involved in etiquette? Was this something that happened as a young girl? Is it something your family, your mom, dad?
Well, I did not have formal etiquette training in my home. We were, of course, taught home training. You don't do this, you don't do that. You know, in the Black community, you know, we get home training at home where you know how to act when you go out in public, but not necessarily the how to set a table and how to dine properly. But what I did see was, especially when I went over to one of my godmother's house, shout out to Erlina Hill, I was blessed to have two godmothers. One preached, you always have to be a lady. The other preached, you have to have etiquette. And so I really attribute my education and my formulating myself to be a lady to those two women. And so I watched Erlina. I watched the way that she walked. I watched the way that she communicated. I watched the way that she interacted with other people. And I was always enamored with that. I also watched Young and the Restless. Now, I loved Catherine Chancellor, and I loved Nikki Newman, and I loved Jill Abbott. And I just loved watching how they would set the table and have dinner at the same time. And they would sit around the table and have dinner. And, you know, I would try to set the table with our paucity of dining utensils that we had in our home. You know, some things may match, some things did not. And I would just teach myself how to set the table just, you know, after watching an episode of Young and the Restless. And so when I put that together with my two godmothers, voila, you have Dr. Pamela Brown Grenier.
Okay, because I was with my brother a few summers ago, and we were getting in and out of the car. And my brother said, Cookie, you get out the car like a cowboy. And I was like, what does that mean? Like, how am I getting out the car, right? But I was, you know, as I was doing some research for the podcast, there is a proper way to get in and out of a vehicle.
There is.
And because I like to move fast, I just want to get in the car and go.
Right.
Right? So just briefly, how do you get in the car if you're the driver?
So if you're the driver, first of all, your knees are supposed to always be married, your knees and your ankles. So when you're getting in the car, your knees should be facing 9 o'clock when you're the driver. And then you swing both of your legs together at the same time into the vehicle. If you're the passenger, your knees are facing 3 o'clock, and you would do the same thing, swing your knees inward with your ankles and your knees together. And that's the proper way to get in the car and the proper way to get out of the car. You would do the reverse.
So you're actually supposed to open the door and sit down first and then move your legs in.
Exactly.
Instead of putting one leg in.
Exactly.
And then the other leg.
Exactly.
Yes.
It hence, I get in the car like a cowboy.
As long as you remember to keep your knees and your ankles married at all times, as a lady, that's what we're supposed to do when we're sitting, unless we're crossed. Your knees and your ankles should be married at all times.
Don't make eye contact with me.
Well, my knees and sometimes when I'm sitting down, my knees and ankles be divorced. So I have to remember that.
If I'm in a setting that is the expectation, like when I go to meetings with funders, obviously I know, like, hey, I need to sit with my knees and my ankles married, or, you know, I don't eat with my elbows on the table. But if I'm just out and about minding my business, I'm getting in the car like a cowboy. It's fine.
And I'm not going to say that I don't ever get in the car like a cowboy, because sometimes you're just feeling a little, I should say, cowgirlish, right?
Yeah. Right.
But when you know the rules, this is what I tell my children, you have to first know the rules before you can break the rules. Now, as long as you can code switch back into the proper behavior when it's time to, it's okay to break the rules every now and then, but you have to at least be aware of the rules.
So what do you say when Black people especially talk about etiquette and they say, oh, she's trying to act proper?
Well, I get she's trying to act white.
Okay.
And then I correct them with, I'm acting appropriately, or I'm showing proper conduct. It's not, and this is a myth that we need to debunk. And this is one of the things, the reason why I started the etiquette school, is because I don't want people, especially Black people, to feel like if they have right conduct and they speak with the proper pronunciation and diction, that it's acting white. It's not acting white. And we don't have to tear up the Queen's English in order to show that we're Black. I can speak properly. It doesn't change my skin color. I can speak articulately. It doesn't mean that I have turned in my Black card. It doesn't mean that. It just means that I choose to speak properly, because to me, it's the right thing to do. And a friend of mine would tell me a lot of times about other people, that people don't know how ignorant you are or how smart you are until you open your mouth, meaning that it can be a blessing or a curse the way that you use your tongue. And if you're speaking inappropriately or not accurately, people may think highly of you until they hear you speak.
So etiquette is really about having the social skills.
Absolutely.
Of being able to behave in public, so to speak, if you will, when you're in a meeting or at a dinner table or walking or anything where you have to present yourselves to other people.
Exactly. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of life. And the way to become adept at etiquette is to practice it. It's the only way to hone your skills is to practice it, even when you're at home alone, because And when you're teaching your children as well. So sometimes people take their children out and they get upset when their children misbehave. Well, your children are going to act in public the way they behave at home. So if you want your children to have different conduct in public, you have to teach your children how to behave at home. I have a 4-year-old granddaughter, and she already is learning etiquette, how to have tea, drink tea, code switching. And if you ask her, Cassidy, what is code switching? And she will tell you.
So what is code switching related to etiquette?
Code switching is, it's not just about changing behavior. It may be changing the way that you speak. So for example, the example that I use is, you can't take the block into the boardroom. You have block behavior, how we behave with our homies and our girlfriends, and we're letting our hair down. We can do that because that's a part of our culture. However, when you get into a different environment, you have to code switch into that environment. Like when I go to work, I'm not the same person with my children that I am with my coworkers, or what I am with my with my clients. I have to, you know, I'm always on when I'm with my clients because I'm the etiquette coach. So they're expecting a certain amount of decorum because I'm saying that I'm an etiquette coach. So you just have to know how to go from one environment to the other and have right conduct.
I just want to say I was waiting. I was timing how long it would take you to say decorum.
How long did it take?
It took you 20 minutes.
But you got it, right? You got it. That's what it is.
So what is decorum? I mean, for people who don't know, what is decorum?
It's the same as conduct. It's the same as etiquette. It's behavior. It's knowing how to behave properly, how to behave in certain arenas, certain environments, how you should portray yourself so that people receive you the way that you're in, the way in which you're portraying yourself. So if I am like how I'm sitting now and the way that I'm speaking with you, I'm very articulate. I'm sitting the way that I teach people to sit. I'm sucked, tucked, and elongated because my posture is supposed to be on point. Just because I'm not in front of my clients does not mean that I should not be representing having proper decorum. I just saw you straighten up over there, Sparkle.
I'm right. Trying, y'all.
So it's just having it's just right conduct and knowing how and when to behave in certain environments. How do you carry yourself?
What was one of the biggest things, one of the biggest pieces of research you learned about your dissertation topic when it comes to Black women?
Great question. Great question. The biggest thing that I found was that social skills, when taught as early as possible, are effective for individuals even into adulthood. That was the biggest find. Every single woman that I interviewed said that participating in etiquette programs, it helped them in their social life, their educational settings, and also in the workplace. But on the flip side, what I did not expect to hear was negativity about etiquette.
So what were some of the negative things about etiquette?
Some of the ladies said that they were bullied because they were in programs that were teaching them right conduct. And so on their way home, they would get bullied, you know, leaving the programs because they were acting white or acting like they were better than the other kids in the neighborhood. And it wasn't that. And so these young ladies, they were young ladies at the time, adolescent age, they would have to code switch even then from the program, learning what they were learning in the program, to what was expected of them in their neighborhoods and in their homes.
Okay. That's spot on. I was one of those people. And to this day, even when I'm like with community funders, I don't speak until I felt out that table because I might see someone as an ally, but they may not be an ally. So mm-hmm. I like really take the time to fill out the table before I code switch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'm going to be real honest about etiquette. It is not something that I don't disagree with because we were taught, you know, at home by my mother, certain behaviors for proper decorum to have when you were outside. Whether she considered it etiquette or not, mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. But I have always heard etiquette as a way of putting people down. You know, you don't have good etiquette. Nobody's going to like you. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's used as a put down for especially young ladies mm-hmm. who haven't been taught. Mm-hmm. And I think that in some respects kind of gives them a bad taste for it. Mm-hmm. Or they may say, like Sparkle said, you mm-hmm. know, I had to code switch because none of my friends act like this. Mm-hmm. So when do you get to a point as you learn etiquette where you start to feel comfortable doing it?
When you're comfortable doing it, okay, is the best answer. Because you may go to an etiquette class for dining etiquette, but that does not mean that you've captured everything that was taught in the class. So you may be a person that when you're dining, you butter your entire piece of bread like you're making a sandwich, which is incorrect. You're supposed to take off one piece at a time, butter it, and eat that mouth-sized piece. But if you're used to buttering it all, you know, you may forget that I just had an etiquette class that taught me I'm supposed to tear off a bite-sized piece and butter it. And you may revert back to your normal behavior because that's what you're used to. So that's why I said it's important to practice the nuances of etiquette even when you're at home, so that when you're out in public, you are able to comfortably exhibit those skills.
So what do you, oh, go ahead, Sparkle.
I'm going to say this, and I know you're going to be like, here we go. A lot of times etiquette is used against Black people because it's seen as proximity to whiteness. Mm-hmm. So there are, I have a family member, she will call me even to this day and say, hey, white girl, what you doing? Mm-hmm. Just because she heard me speak in my corporate voice mm-hmm. a few times. Mm-hmm. So now she equates that to whiteness mm-hmm. when it's just me being professional.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to explain that. And sometimes you're explaining it to a person that does not understand the benefits of code switching into your environment.
So I have a two-part question. You've been teaching etiquette. Number one, what is the easiest thing that people learn or that you can tell us? And what's one of the hardest things that takes people some time to learn when it comes to etiquette?
The first thing that I'm able to help people realize is posture, because I can fix your posture in seconds.
Okay.
With my three-step method of suck, tuck, and elongate.
Suck, tuck, and elongate.
So suck means suck in your belly button, uh-huh. like you're trying to make your belly button touch the inside okay. of your spine. That's uh-huh. your suck.
Okay.
Your tuck is dropping your tailbone in so you don't have that your bottom raised up.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
How I talk to my students, I tell them it's a one-time twerk and hold it.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So you pump one time and hold it, right?
Okay.
And then elongate is just lengthening your body. Now, I've been doing this for a long time, so I can start lengthening from my ankles and rise up through my spine, my knees, my spine, and my neck. But I've been doing it for a long time. But when I'm teaching it, people say, oh, Dr. Pamela, this hurts so badly. And I say, because you're doing it right. Now, it takes a long time for someone to be able to do that and hold it and always have it on.
What
right?
is the hardest thing?
The
for
hardest
to
thing
learn?
To teach, I would say, is one of the lessons that I teach is to be your authentic self no matter what. To be your, and that is a part of etiquette, coming with the best version of yourself that you can present, because a lot of times we shift back and forth into how people think we should be or who we think we need to be for other people. And one of the hardest things is getting people to understand is you are enough.
I like that part, because I think etiquette in the Black community, and that's all, is seen as trying to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the way you put it as the best version of yourself.
The best version, just come with the best version of yourself. And when my students come to the Totally Unique Institute of Excellence, they will learn not just how to set the table, not just how to have proper dining etiquette, not just posture and how to sit properly, but they'll also learn self-awareness and self-esteem building and understanding that your authentic self, who you were truly designed to be by God, who you were truly designed to be, is enough.
So you've mentioned the school. So tell us about the school and how can people enroll? How can they contact you? And is etiquette for just little girls? Can you bring your sons? Is there an age limit where you can start to learn etiquette? Give us all of that.
All right, so let me ask a question with a question.
Okay.
So you said, is it for, who is it for?
Right.
Have you ever met an adult female that does not know how to behave properly?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Have you ever met a young man that will not wear a belt and wears his pants down?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. Have you ever run across a young girl who is being disrespectful to an adult?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
So in other words,
etiquette is for everyone.
I think I'm about to get the prize. Etiquette is for anyone and everyone at any age if they want to learn.
If you want self-improvement. If you want to if you want to learn how to be the best version of yourself, it's for everyone. It's for everyone. And to answer your question, how can people register? How can people find me? People can go to my website at www.totallyyou-nique.com, or they can call me at 585-330-0766, and I can walk them through the enrollment process that way. Right now, we are focusing on young women, but that does not to say young men cannot come. So we're focusing on middle school to millennials.
How long is the course?
Well, right now we have a one-day program that's running, okay, but there is a longer 20-week program that we're building out right now. And I am putting together a cadre of professional women in the community that will also be assisting with the program. And the women that will be coming will be called the League of Extraordinary Women. And we will be the ones that will be implementing the program to the young ladies.
Now, is there a fee?
There is a fee for the first course, which is coming up February 10th. And then there are two other dates that are online. The February 10th is in person. And then there are 2 1.5-hour dates online. And there is a fee. It's $249 for the 8-hour course.
And where's your school located?
I'm located at 2024 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. I'm in the Brighton Campus Office Park.
I actually like the idea of this. I think I've learned something about etiquette. Like Sparkle, you know, I was always under the impression that it was trying to be better than others, or you would be seen as acting white, but to hear you explain that it really is about being the best version of yourself.
It is.
Regardless of your age, income, education. That's really what this is about.
Yeah, and I really want to debunk that myth that etiquette is just for rich white people. It's not. It's not. Anybody that wants to learn etiquette can learn etiquette. Anybody. And it's not just about setting the table and eating properly. It's about social skills in general and just having civility and respect for yourself and for others.
Okay, I'm over here. I'm sucked,
tucked, and elongated.
First etiquette class.
First one on the air.
On the air. Well, Dr. Pamela, I want to thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
For being a part of the Sis I See You Too podcast. I think Sparkle, well, Sparkle has already been etiquette trained, right?
A little bit.
I use it when I need to.
Okay. And I just want to thank you. And if you could give out your website one more time.
Absolutely. www.totallyyou-nique. N-I-Q-U-E.com. And yes, there are two Y's in the middle.
Well, I'd like to thank you. And I'd like to thank our listening audience. And you will be able to get the information, and we'll be back with another one. Say bye, Sparkle.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.